Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of season 4 of the Wurmbrenner podcast. I'm your host, Justin, and for this week is going to be a little bit different because of the fact that there has been so much news around the world of football that really and truly I just wanted to take an episode and recap some of those highlights because, I mean, there's been so many wild things in the world of football over the course of the past 2 weeks. And so, like I said, I just want to take a minute and go over those and talk into a little bit of detail about them. There's been some developments when it came to some of the topics that me and Mr. Jose Tellez had discussed last episode. And I wanted to add a few more points as well when it came to just the overall discussion. It's been an incredible 2 weeks. And I can't wait to get into this week's episode. So if you have not already, go ahead and check out our Twitter. It is at WurmbrennerPDCST. Again, that is WurmbrennerPDCST. If you have not checked out our Facebook, it is The Wurmbrenner Podcast on Facebook, as well as our website, the-wurmbrenner-podcast.captivate.fm. Again, that is the-wurmbrenner-podcast.captivate.fm. Let's go ahead and get into this week's Wurmbrenner News section. All right, so for this week's episode, let's go ahead and get into some of the breaking news that we've had over the past couple of days. The first news that I wanted to start with was the absolute collapse of Liverpool's season, in which they are most likely projected. I'm not sure if they are mathematically out of the title race in the Premier League. However, with today's loss against Everton in the Merseyside derby, it is very unlikely now that they will be able to come back and clinch the Premier League title, and especially if Manchester City and Arsenal keep at their pace like they have been doing over the past couple of weeks. And on top of Arsenal having a North London derby here within the next couple of weeks as well. So this is going to be an interesting wrap-up to the end of the season. Honestly, in my opinion, when it comes to this, it's looking like it is now a two-horse race with the collapse of Liverpool at the end of this season. This is the very first time, by the way, that Liverpool have lost to Everton at Goodison Park in the league since October 17th of 2010. It's been 14 years since the Everton faithful have seen a win over their Merseyside rivals in the league at Goodison Park. It's absolutely insane how big of an upset this was in terms of the Premier League and in terms of just the consequences of this loss. I think really and truly this is a bad note, a horrible note for Jurgen Klopp in his final season with Liverpool. I don't know where this is going to lead him. I don't know if he's going to be managing again. I don't know if he's going to be retiring. I don't even know if that's news right now in terms of like what he's going to be doing afterwards. But this is not good. And I had seen a post that had brought to light some information that I will be 100% honest, I did not know. But it was information that was passed on stating that we do have to realize that this last season for Jurgen Klopp has been filmed because they're doing a docu-series on Liverpool. And I just looked at that. I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. If this is actually happening, holy cow, the behind the scenes on this would be absolutely insane. To capitulate and lose to a rival for the first time in the league in 14 years, it's just absolutely insane to think about. I don't know what would even be going through the mind of Klopp at the end of this. Honestly, I think one of the things when it comes to his tenure at Liverpool, he tried to do the best that he could with what he had, and when it came down to it, at the end of it, he did end up getting a Premier League title. He did end up getting a Champions League title, which is honestly impressive in itself, considering the fact that at Dortmund, he wasn't able to do such a feat, being able to guide them to the Champions League final, unfortunately losing to their bitter rival, Bayern Munich. And I think at the end of the day, it's just a telling, it well, not necessarily telling, it's just an absolutely heart-wrenching finish for such a great manager, for such a great coach. And I'm in no way putting him as like the greatest of the great when it comes to managers, but he is definitely a feared and revered manager in terms of the world of football and the world of European soccer football. At the end of the day, this is a career that he can be proud of, I think. I know that at the end of the day, it does suck to come second best. And especially on such a consistent basis. They were finishing behind Manchester City on a consistent basis, and then ending up losing games that they arguably should have won. And there were a lot of arguments saying that this could be a good finish for Liverpool, especially with the league games that they had remaining. I don't think there were a few people, and even on Twitter, I had seen some of the posts that were made of somebody even being able to predict that Everton was going to beat Liverpool. Like, no one saw this coming at all, this complete capitulation when it came to the league. It's just an unbelievable end to a manager's career at Liverpool. And I don't know where this is going to lead him at the end of this. I would like to think that he is going to continue managing after this. I just don't know where. I think one of the things in terms of the final product is that we're looking at a potential. He maybe even could be going back to Germany at the end of the season. I don't know. And I think there was piecing together some news as well when it comes into regards of Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool. I don't believe Bayern Munich have signed the manager when it came to the new upcoming season. I believe Julian Nagelsmann, who is their top target, has signed with the German national side to manage them. I don't know if that could be a possibility as well, but we're looking at a huge twist in the tale of Jurgen Klopp going to his biggest rival since he had managed Dortmund for so long. He would be going to their top contender, their top rival, and I don't see something like that happening. So if he would go back to Germany, I don't know where he would go other than Dortmund, possibly. I just don't see anything else like that happening unless he decides to go to international management. Honestly, what a coup it would be if Bayern Munich signed Jurgen Klopp as their manager. It would just be an unbelievable moment in German football for sure that such a revered German manager would go and sign for, again, one of his largest managerial appointments was Borussia Dortmund, other than, of course, Liverpool, and going to Bayern Munich. Like, whoa, that would be something that would possibly rank up there as far as maybe a Sol Campbell moment. Who knows? But at the end of the day, this is not the finish that I expected when it came to Liverpool. I definitely think that this was going to be much tighter than it was going into the last couple weeks of the season. So now the title race is really and truly down to Arsenal and Manchester City, I think. And we'll only be able to know as the weekends go by until the end of the season, and it could come down to the last week of the season, the last game of the season, and we'll be able to crown a champion of England. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. And I guess another thing for me as well is that we'll be able to see this documentary of the behind the scenes when it comes to Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool, how they would take something like this. So, all in all, I definitely do feel for the guy. It's something that it's not somebody's ultimate want and desire when it comes to the world of football to have a career of second bests. But he has had an unbelievable career nonetheless, sporting the trophies that he's had and the competitions that he's won. At the end of the day, he is still a great manager. He is still one of the best in terms of overall ability to manage tactics. He's a great manager, and I'm definitely going to miss him in the Premier League if he decides to completely leave the Premier League totally at the end of the season. But one man that has changed his mind completely and is staying at his managerial post until 2025 is Xavi at Barcelona. And this came as a genuine shock because I believe most media outlets, I don't know, but a lot of them were saying that he was going to leave. Like, this was a done factor. He was not staying past the end of this season at Barcelona. But after getting knocked out of the Champions League by PSG, and then going on and losing El Clasico in the fashion that they did, maybe those two factors have changed his perspective when it came to wanting to manage at Barcelona. Maybe he could change the outlook of the club. There is all kinds of different ways that this could go when it comes to Barcelona. I think this is a good thing for Barca fans, having Xavi stay at the club for another year would be, or an, I'm sorry, till 2025, I think would be a great, great statement for the club itself and for everyone that's surrounded by Barcelona. I think this will allow Barcelona to set in stone what they need and what they want for the coming years to go, and this is a good statement of intent. I hope that they are able to turn this all around and able to bring Barcelona back into the summit of La Liga, as well as bringing along some great talent along the way, because they definitely do have some youth talent to keep your eyes open for, as well as there's going to be some very interesting transfers, I think, this summer when it comes to Barcelona. Rumors have spread, at least on what I had seen, that the possibility of Frankie de Jong could be leaving at the end of this season. Barcelona are looking to possibly offload him. So that would be an interesting conundrum in terms of their midfield, who they would try to get to replace him. Who knows what that possibility could be. And honestly, this puts Barcelona's future completely into the higher atmosphere of possibilities of getting good results and possibly getting good and winning titles. I think, like I said, this is a great thing for Barcelona, and getting a manager that is going to be creating a project that has come up through the Barcelona project himself is a great testament to the program itself. He believes in it, he trusts in it, and I think that he can change all of this around. I would like for him to turn all of this around, really and truly. Going towards back towards Germany when it comes to the German league, the Bundesliga has had an unbelievable finish when it came to this season. Bayer Leverkusen has clinched the Bundesliga title, absolutely smashing every single club along the way, and is looking to possibly have a perfect season, having zero losses on their record. It would be an unbelievable feat in terms of the club. This would be their first league title ever, on top of possibly winning the DFB Pokal, which is the German Cup, for those that don't know. And then they are also in the Europa League. They are currently in the semifinal of the Europa League. What a finish to this Xabi Alonso side. I am genuinely lost for words when it comes to the amount and the effort that Leverkusen have put into this campaign, both in the German League, the German Cup, and in the Europa League. This is an interesting point that I had thought about just before making this episode. Where would we put this Leverkusen side in terms of some of the greatest teams of all time? Because here we are looking at a German side that has never won a league title before. And the time that they do win it could be a perfect season, but there is a negative factor. At least in my head, it could not be for yours, and I'd love to hear that when it comes to the comments of this episode and on Twitter or anything. A negative could be referred to as in the form of the continental competition in which they are in, which is the Europa League. So, again, we could be looking at the possibility of a treble here, the second German club ever to get a treble. What are we looking at when it comes to how good this team matches up to Bayern's treble and the other greatest football teams in the modern era in terms, or ever for that fact? This is a crazy concept to even think about, because Bayer Leverkusen 2 years ago, even a year ago, this was a relegation battling side, and they've just absolutely smashed the Bundesliga to pieces. They've smashed them to an unrecognizable state. This could genuinely be a powerhouse German side if they play their cards correctly. This could be a dynasty in itself when it comes to the German Bundesliga. Bayern Munich, who are they when it comes to the next 10 years? Like, I know it's absolutely mad to say that, but I think you guys get my point. Leverkusen have completely changed the landscape of the Bundesliga in just one singular season. What could this lead to in future seasons of the Bundesliga or just their overall club history? This could change everything. And so, where should we label them when it comes to possibly the greatest team in Germany or the greatest team, one of the greatest teams the world has ever known? This is crazy. I wouldn't put them as highly as the Centurion season for Manchester City, for the treble win for Manchester United. I think you get the point, but where would we put this team? Where would we genuinely put this team? Because this is an unbelievable side. If they somehow pull off an invincible season, an unbeaten season, this has to go down as one of the greatest teams of all time. It has to be. There is no option. In my head, there is no option. This has to go down as one of the greatest soccer teams or football teams in the world. Bar a couple, a few. This would be absolutely insane to even conceive or consider from a team that has never won the Bundesliga. What an unbelievable campaign. My hat is off to Xabi Alonso for everything that he's done. Even for this latest win against Borussia Dortmund, everyone thought that they were going to lose their first game of the season. Nope. Extra time comes along, and just in Leverkusen fashion, they score a goal that ends up tying it, and they don't lose. So who knows what's going to even happen at the end of the season? Certainly I don't. I don't think anyone could be able to predict anything having to do with the end of the season or any of the other leagues, to be 100% honest, other than the ones that have already been decided, which, of course, the Bundesliga has been, and the La Liga is about to be, considering the fact that Real Madrid has beaten Barcelona. So, all in all, this genuinely has to go down as one of the greatest football teams of all time. It has to be. if they go in invincible in the league, if they win the German Cup, and if they win Europa League, they have to be one of the greatest teams to ever play. They have to be. It's not an option, in my opinion. But I would love to hear you guys' thoughts when it comes to this. Again, with our Twitter at WormburnerPDCST. Again, that is WormburnerPDCST. Our Facebook and our website, if you can put in the notes or anything like that, would be greatly appreciated. Love your guys' feedback. And to our final point when it comes to this week's episode, is Athletic Bilbao or Athletic Club one of the three teams that have never been relegated from La Liga? They have achieved an unbelievable feat themselves, winning the Copa del Rey for the first time in 40 years. It's unbelievable season for them being able to win the Copa del Rey. They've won their 24th title with the Copa del Rey. And again, like I said, 40 years since they've won the last Copa del Rey, and they have not won La Liga as well since 1984 as well. So they won the double that season. However, we're only looking at the Copa del Rey. I actually watched the final itself. Man, was everything tight in terms of the finish. I did not expect that game was going to go to penalties. However, it was a great game, great finish. Overall, great season for Athletic Bilbao. I will be paying attention very closely this next season to them, as I have been over the past couple of seasons. Honestly, I genuinely enjoy this side. This is one of my favorite Spanish sides to watch, to pay attention to. I love their history. I love a lot having to do with this club. And just this club is so passionate, so filled with emotion. And we all saw that, I think, when it came to them winning the Copa del Rey. The scenes afterwards was just absolutely incredible. And unfortunately, looking back at the recent announcements having to do with club legend Iker Muniain, which I apologize if I misspelled or missaid his name, is leaving the club for the first time in his professional career. He's been with the club since he was 12 years old, which is incredible to say the least. I don't know where he's going to be playing when it comes to his career afterwards, but all in all, I definitely think this is going to be an interesting interesting prospect for any team, really, that wants to pick him up at the end of his contract with the club. I think that it's going to be an interesting perspective, interesting situation at Bilbao after such a unbelievable season, again winning the Copa del Rey. I am very interested to see where they go from here in terms of their league, in terms of just continental competition as well as domestic competitions in the Copa del Rey. Other than the Copa del Rey and La Liga, they have won the Spanish Super Cup 2 years. In two previous years, the first one being in 2016 and the latest one being in 2021, the season after the COVID pandemic year. I think all in all, there's more to be said when it comes to this club. And like I said, I genuinely love this club. I'm going to be paying close attention to them, as well as a bunch of other different clubs around the world. So all in all, congratulations, Athletic Club. I think this was a phenomenal finish to the end of the year season. Other than, again, the league itself, I look forward to see where you're going to be going from here. And so that is going to be the end of this week's episode, episode 4 of season 4 of the Wormburner Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, kind of an update on top of last week's episode, talking about a few more things, and all in all, just a quick, brief episode. I know I wasn't able to create a whole bunch of content like I had wanted to, but a lot had come around, and so this week's episode was just going to be a refresher around what has happened when it came to the world of football. And so within the next couple of episodes, I definitely hope that I can make up that difference when it comes to the content surrounding this particular episode. But I hope you enjoyed this episode nonetheless. Again, like I said, when it comes to our social medias, our Twitter is at WormburnerPDCST. Again, that is WormburnerPDCST. Our Facebook at is the Wormburner Podcast, and then also our website, the-wormburner-podcast.captivate.fm. Again, that is the-wormburner-podcast.captivate.fm. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode. Stay safe, have fun, love soccer, guys, and I will see you guys next time. Ciao.